Chapter 37. 2130 hours. November 3, 2552, military calendar. Zeta Doradus system. Undetermined location in the Forerunner construct known as Onyx. The Spartans stood in a half-circle kill formation around the platform. The sarcophagi-like pods had been pushed into the center. The bodies of three elite scouts in their blue armor had been dragged to one side and stripped of their weapons. Fluorescing blood pooled there and reeked like fresh tar. Dr. Halsey strode directly to the control console. As she tapped and arranged holographic symbols, she told Kurt, "The slipspace fields that render the pods impervious to attack effectively block any incoming matter translocations. They are perfectly safe." Fred reported to Kurt,
"For what it's worth, sir, the elites look surprised. I don't think they knew we were here."
"Well, they probably do now," Kurt replied. "Doctor?" "I'm unsure how the Covenant learned so quickly," Dr. Halsey said, glistening symbols reflecting in her glasses. "But I'm logging repeated attempts to gain access to this platform. Nearby systems have activated. They're trying to find alternate routes to our location."
"Then we move," Kurt said.
"If the pods block the translocation," Ash said, "will they go through the system?"
Dr. Halsey considered this.
"I believe so. They're designed to be transported. Once their slipspace fields are caught in the wake of a locally generated spatial distortion, they should be carried along."
"Set mission timers in countdown mode," Kurt told them, and he looked at Dr. Halsey. She consulted her watch.
32 minutes until the doorway to the core room closes," she said.
"On my mark," Kurt said. "Mark."
32 minutes, 0 seconds appeared in the lower right corner of his heads-up display.
"Defense formation, Beta," he ordered, and motioned everyone onto the platforms. "Use the pods for cover."
Will carried Dante's wrapped body and set him gently onto the platform. Kurt quickly looked away. Every time he saw the corpse, it reminded him that Dante's death was his responsibility, and that he'd failed the young Spartan. The Spartan twos made a ring inside the pods protecting Mendez. The Spartan threes lay flat and aimed under the floating pods, giving them a 360-degree field of fire. Dr. Halsey joined them on the platform, crowding next to Chief Mendez. She opened her laptop and linked to the Forerunner controls.
"Are you certain?" she asked Kurt.
"The Covenant might be able to track us to the core room. We might lead them directly to it." The look on her face was unreadable. Kurt recognized the question as strategic. Continue to the core room, or escape, while there were UNSC forces in the space over Onyx. Dr. Halsey had also hinted there was a way to save the Spartans' lives. Something linked to the Forerunner's original plan for these reclaimers. But he didn't have the luxury of making plans based on Dr. Halsey's half-explained theories. He'd stick with his plan. Get to the core room, grab whatever technology or weapons were there, and get off this world. He had a mission to accomplish, and failing that, his gaze moved to Ash and his pack with two Fenris warheads. He could still deny the enemy their prize.
"Core room," Kurt said.
Dr. Halsey sighed and nodded. Was it resignation he detected on her face? Or relief? She was the most difficult person to read he'd ever encountered. Rings of golden light enveloped them. The walls of the corridor melted, and Kurt felt his insides pulled out and around and then stuffed back into his armor. The light, however, didn't fade as it had before. It intensified to a brighter magnesium-burning white. Mendez dug into his vest pocket and donned an antique pair of mirrored wraparounds. Dr. Halsey's glasses automatically darkened. Kurt's visor wasn't polarizing to compensate, so he manually stepped up the tint by 60%. At first, he mistook their location for an open plain of snow, somewhere on the northern polar region, but then he saw walls in the foggy distance. He estimated 5 kilometers. He pushed the polarization to 80%. The floor became visible, tiled with Forerunner symbols of silver, ruby, emerald, and amber, each line and curve interlinked in a precise Penrose geometry, although if there was a discernible repeating pattern, Kurt didn't see it. The symbols seemed to sing in his mind, and he was frustratingly close to understanding what they said, some larger galactic transcendent meaning. Kurt shook his head to clear the delusion. He fell back to his training. He scanned for motion.
No enemy sighted. There were no visible defendable positions either. He checked his rifle. Ammo clip full. All spy armor systems checked. As his vision continued to adjust, a hill resolved in the center of this room. There was a uniform slope to the floor that gently rose and then arced up hyperbolically a dozen meters. It reminded Kurt of an anthill. Around the apex of this hill sat a crown of fins raised to the sky, buttressed at their bases and pronged at their tips. They towered another 10 meters above the structure.
"If this is the core of the planet," Kelly whispered, "there should be little, if any, gravity. It feels normal."
Dr. Halsey rechecked her laptop. "Translocation confirmed," she said. "We are at the center of Onyx. The gravity is artificial."
"Teams of two deploy. Spread out. Recon," Kurt said. "Doctor, Chief, Ash, we're going to that structure."
Green acknowledgement lights winked on.
"Sir," Holly said, "what about Team Katana? The pods?"
"Leave them on the platform. They'll block incoming Covenant translocations."
It felt wrong to leave them here alone, so he ordered Holly, "Guard them." They moved off, and as Kurt marched over the floor, the symbols under his boots smoothed into a golden path. Static clawed along the inside of his spy armor, and the exterior was a riot of colors as the photoreactive circuits attempted to blend into the local Harlequin terrain. Mendez halted and held up a hand toward Dr. Halsey.
"Watch your step, ma'am." He pointed to the floor.
A ridge rose a quarter meter, difficult to see because Forerunner icons glowed along its smooth side as well as the top. Dr. Halsey knelt and tapped the frames of her glasses, glancing right and left.
"A ring, circumscribing the entirety of the central structure."
She then gazed at the hill. "In fact, the entire deformation is a series of similar concentric circles." Kurt stepped onto the raised surface. He scrutinized the hill and counted the fin-like towers. There were 13. He increased the magnification factor on his faceplate and noted the curved surface of the center formation was indeed a series of staircase rings.
"Reminds me of Dante's Inferno,"
Mendez said, and offered his hand to Dr. Halsey. She took his hand and eased onto the bridge.
"Dante's Hell was a series of descending rings," she said. "These are more representative of..."
The floor shifted. Kurt instinctively crouched to keep his balance, but there was no need. It had only dropped a few centimeters. The entire room settled, however, the distortion propagating toward the hill with a subsonic rumble.
"If the core room is in the center," Dr. Halsey said, hastening her pace, "we should hurry."
"Something here, sir," Fred announced over the comm. "You better see for yourself."
Kurt turned toward Fred's and Mark's IFF signals on his heads-up display. They were silhouettes against the glare, 150 meters away.
"Ash, Chief, escort the doctor to the structure.
Keep me posted."
"Roger that, sir,"
Ash said. Kurt jogged to Fred and Mark and saw the Spartans standing at the edge of a black hole, a seven-sided smooth patch devoid of Forerunner iconography. A holograph console stood next to it, icons moving.
"Translocation platform," Fred whispered.
"Active, if I'm reading these controls right."
"We'll use another pod to block it," Kurt said.
He started to key the comm, but Ash then broke in.
"Sir, I've got some height, and I can see dots on the floor."
"Black dots?" Kurt asked.
"Yes, sir. Counting a dozen? No, make that at least 30 of them, scattered in a rough circle."
Kurt's heart sank to the pit of his stomach. There were too many points of egress to block. They potentially faced an enemy with superior numbers and firepower, and all they'd have was a single, semi-defensible position. 26 minutes morphed to 25:59 on his countdown timer. They were close to that core room, a possible treasure trove of Forerunner secrets. With a sizable Covenant force on their trail, it wouldn't be enough to get there first. They had to prevent the enemy from getting there as well. Kurt balanced the lives of his Spartans against the billions that might be saved, and the choice was regrettably all too clear to him.
Kurt double-clicked the team comm. "Olivia, Will, Holly, grab those pods and get to the top of that hill. ASAP. Kelly, set up the last Lotus mines around the structure. Everyone else, get to the top and unpack everything. Load all rifles.
Prepare to defend against incoming enemy forces.